Right, how about Zambia / Zimbabwe? Victoria Falls is recognized as the adventure capital of Africa. Victoria Falls, simply touted as breathtaking by a lot of visitors. During dry season, Victoria Falls also attracts tourists who are ready to live dangerously by hanging out by what's called the Devil's Swimming Pool, a space where people can swim near the edge of the waterfalls. No thanks. Beyond the falls, visitors can enjoy bungee jumping, white water rafting, helicopter flights, jet boats, and the famed safari tour and more. Victoria Falls. And then, of course, we've seen those pyramids, story after story about the pyramids. If you're looking for magic, if you're looking for mystery, Egypt is a majestic city that takes you back in time. From discovering ancient Egyptian history at the pyramids to sailing along the famed Nile River, which is the longest river in the world, there's much to be discovered in Egypt. And believe it or not, archaeologists are still unearthing things like a 4,500-year-old Egyptian funeral boat. I tell you what, there was a lot of brilliance in Egypt. I mean that. A lot of very, very smart people in that country. All right, there's another one. One more I want to share with you for now. Morocco. It's another destination with loads of inspiration for history lovers and people who are creative. Beyond the endless sea of desert, tourists can get lost in vibrant colors and patterns on display at the palaces, the markets, and the mosques. How many of you enjoy sitting in on services of various religions to see how other people do things? Top-rated tourist attractions include the Marrakesh Medina, the Hassan II Mosque, Tangier, and Fez. So, how many of you have visited one or more of those countries that I just named? Not just Africa in general, whether Botswana or Nigeria, but one of these places in particular: Cape Town, Zambia / Zimbabwe, Egypt, Morocco. What was your experience like? Is it a place you'd recommend? Would you go back? I tell you what, I know we have a lot going on in this world, all over the world too, that may kind of take the fun out of some of the travel ideas. But, you know, check with State Department before you go. Make sure you have your passports. And a lot of people recommend that when it comes to passports, you know, you're given the option of getting just the single or getting the passport booklet. A lot of people recommend that for that few extra dollars, go with the book because you can get so many more benefits. I would talk with the people when you get ready to go, whether you go to the post office, have it done, or someplace else. Talk with them about the advantages, disadvantages of having just a single passport, the passport book, and determine which you think would be better for you. But definitely get all that ready to go. Get your passport. It's probably good for about 10 years, and so you don't even have to think about it again for 10 more years. All right. It is Power Friday. How many of you are interested in finding out a little bit more about who you are? Or to put it a little differently, who you come from. I know we talk a lot about where we come from, and that's interesting too. Where we come from. But how about who we come from and where we come from? Well, one of the things we're finding out, Science and Environment, courtesy of BBC, researchers have actually invented a DNA tape recorder. DNA, now, DNA tape recorder that can trace the family history of every cell in an organism. That is fascinating to me. Tracing the family history of every cell in an organism. The technique is being hailed as a breakthrough in understanding how the trillions of complex cells in a body are descended from a single egg. Trillions of complex cells in one body descended from one single egg. It has the potential to provide some profound insights into how normal, diseased, or damaged tissues are constructed and maintained, according to a UK biologist. Yeah, we're talking family of a different kind here, huh? The human body has around 40. Yeah, how many cells? Pop quiz. Approximately how many cells does one human body have? Approximately 40 trillion cells, each with a highly specialized function. That is amazing. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are amazingly made. 40 trillion cells, and each one has a distinct function. That's amazing. And each one can trace its history, though, back to the same starting point. One single fertilized egg. Developmental biology is the business of unraveling how the genetic code unfolds at each cycle of cell division. So they're unraveling how the genetic code unfolds at each cycle of cell division. They're unraveling how the body plan develops, the plan for the body plan, and how tissues become specialized. But much of what it has revealed has depended on inference rather than a complete cell-by-cell history. Dr. Jay Shindor, lead researcher on the New Scientific paper, says that he actually started working on the problem as a graduate student in 2000, and he wanted to know if we could find a way to record the relationships between cells in some compact form that we could later read out in adult organisms. The project failed at that time because there was no mechanism to record events in a cell's history. That changed, though, with recent developments in the so-called CRISPR gene editing. That's a technique that allows researchers to make much more precise alterations to the DNA in living organisms. More about this in just a few.